latest information I have, and I'm not sure what you've updated to 10 listeners so far, but the latest information I have is that there is a Con Ed substation on West 49th Street between 11th and 12th Avenues in the Hell's Kitchen neighborhood, which is in my city council district. There, what happened there is what Con Ed is describing as a major disturbance. They're not saying what that means, but we know that power is out from the lower West 40s, I'm told, at 42nd Street and 8th Avenue, spanning all the way up to the Midwest 70s. So a 30-block area, there is no power. And the estimate I'm getting right now from Con Ed, it's about 38,000 customers that do not have power. There are five train lines that currently do not, subway lines that are not operating. The trains are sitting in the subways. That is the A, the C, the F, the D, as in David, and the M. Those five lines are not running. The 1, the 2, and the 3 are running locally in Manhattan. St. Roosevelt Hospital, St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital on West 59th Street lost power. They're now operating on a backup generator, but they still do not have air conditioning, I'm told. I'm told that Penn Station lost power momentarily, but it went back on right away. And so we're just urging New Yorkers to stay calm. Con Ed has mobilized a full emergency response, and there are crews on the scene at that 49th Street substation trying to figure out what's going on.
We actually did hear something earlier about a fire in a manhole. Did you hear anything about that? Can you confirm whether that's true or not?
Yeah, I did hear that there was a manhole fire, but I was not told by Con Edison that that is what caused this. What they told me is they are pinpointing the 49th Street substation major disturbance as what caused this area-wide blackout in Midtown West, Hell's Kitchen, and parts of the Upper West Side.
Okay, now we're hearing the numbers right now anywhere from 38,000 to 40,000. What have you been hearing from Con Ed?
Yes, that's the number that I have. Let me see what the latest information I have is. I have right now, I'm told that approximately 38,000 customers, including Lincoln Center, St. Luke's Roosevelt Hospital, and Columbus Circle, do not have power.
The FDNY has been telling us that they have had to answer reports of people stuck in elevators. Anyone stuck underground, perhaps, in the subway that you know of?
I spoke to the MTA, and when I spoke to them about a half hour ago, there was not anyone stuck in a subway tunnel, was the latest information I had, but they were checking the elevators below ground because it's possible that people could get stuck in those elevators. There were individual stations that lost all power where the lights went out, and they did not want to keep running trains because they were afraid if there was anything that further exacerbated this blackout that people could be stuck in tunnels, and they didn't want that.
Right. That makes sense. So before you go, do you have any words of advice for anyone who's in an area that is affected that doesn't have power right now?
Well, I would say that people should remain calm. I know the situation like this is not pleasant and it's scary, but we want to make sure that Con Ed really just gets to the bottom of this right away. And you check on your neighbors. If there's someone that you know has a health condition, if there's a senior citizen or someone who lives alone, go and check on them. Make sure they're okay. If there's an emergency incident, call 911. The FBI and the NYPD and EMS are mobilized for the area. We want to make sure that everyone remains safe until Con Ed can get this power back on.
Okay, good advice. Council Speaker Cory Johnson, if you would please keep in touch with us tonight, and if you have any more information that we can share to our listeners, we'd appreciate it if you'd pass that on to us.
Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.